And I thought they were awful
Okay,
good beans.
They were delicious beans, this thing. Okay, let's go back to this question that we were asking about butter. Butter that's boiled is called, you talk about butter, the butter is
molded.
Okay, and you told me a minute ago,
rancid.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called what?
It is all right for the cornbread.
Sour milk.
You heard it? Any other names for it?
And sometimes it goes to whey if you leave it very long.
Okay, what is that a consistency that's kind of thick?
Watery.
Watery, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make from milk that's gone sour? That you put on?
It is all right for your cornbread if it's sour, if you use a little soda.
What is the thing that you asked me if we wanted some last night for to put on our tomatoes that's made with sour milk? Or it's really made after, I guess, the milk clabbers.
Cottage cheese.
Okay.
Makes good cottage cheese.
What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking it?
You strain your milk.
What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top, or peaches?
That is a cobbler, a deep dish pie.
Somebody has a good appetite and you say, he surely likes to put away his
food.
What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over a pudding?
Yesterday at that time, I had already eaten.
Food taken between regular meals, you call it a
breakfast.
Something
what did people drink
you
breakfast?
Eat between meals.
Sandwiches.
Okay, or maybe if it's not a sandwich, you say I'm going to have
a little snack.
Okay, let's talk about eat for a minute. Minute, okay. What would you say, I will breakfast at 7 o'clock? What part of eat would you put in there? What form of eat? I will
eat my breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Yesterday at that time, I had
already eaten.
Last week, I
ate
breakfast every day. Okay. What did people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay.
Milk.
Coffee is what I wanted.
Tea.
How is coffee prepared? How do you make coffee?
I like to make it in a percolator.
And so
it can be made just in a coffee pot.
And when you perk it, what do you do to it? What does it do? What does the word perk mean?
If I ask you how much did you drink,
perk means to boil.
That's right.
Then you might add.
Okay, what do you drink when you are thirsty?
Water.
Okay, and you just say you drank a
glass of water.
Let's talk about a glass that gets broken. You say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
Okay. You might say I didn't
break the glass.
Okay, but someone has
broken that glass.
Water.
Okay, if I asked you how much did you drink, you say,
I drank a glass of water.
Then you might ask me, how much have you...
How much did you drink?
Okay, or how much have you...
We've done a lot of it, we sure do.
What would you put after have you?